T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Head coach in his third year that he's learning. They all do. Doug Peterson, Eagles head coach, has gone through this. A lot of guys early in their career kind of learn about situational football. Do we take a timeout? Do we not take a timeout? Do we go for it? Do we not go for it? Understanding the flow of the game. And by the way, the weather, I talked to two people who were there. I mean, look, it was a quagmire. I mean, you're lucky. You feel good that you were able to hit that bomb to us, to Samuel. And I give that ball should have been picked off, by the way. That was a great job by Samuel. You could question a couple of these things. The time management stuff is a little bit easier to criticize. I think going for it on a 4th-and-1 or calling a pass instead of a run or vice versa, I rarely are going to have a problem with that. But it's the time management stuff that you could question. This is not the first time that people brought up time management stuff with Shanahan, by the way. This is nothing new. Every once in a while, you kind of scratch your head, but this is minor stuff.
Adam, I'm looking at the top 5 rushing teams in the NFL. Ravens, Niners, Seahawks, Colts, Buffalo Bills. They have a combined record of 45-15. Why do we judge quarterbacks like we do when the reality is teams that run the football usually do better?
Well, no, here's the thing I would tell you. If you go through game books like I do, I go through every team just to see the first half play calling. If a team like the Niners is up the half by 7 points or more, the chances are they're going to be running it a lot more than they were going to pass it in the second half, where every NFL team throws it a lot more than they do. They throw it a lot more in the first half than they do in the second half. That's because they're trying to get a lead. Then they run. You pass to score in the first half. You run to win in the second half. Now, this game, because of the conditions, they couldn't really throw it a lot. They actually ran it technically 13. They ran it a little bit more than they threw it, I think more because of the conditions. But, yeah, if you have a lead and you have a good defense, you look at it. Baltimore, great defense, great run game. They limit the dropbacks of the quarterback. They're not asking Lamar Jackson to throw the ball a lot. Ryan Tannehill, why has he turned around his career? He's averaging less than 30 attempts per game. Their defense is playing well. They're running the ball with Henry. If you look at each situation and these teams individually, there's a common bond here. Either they're dominant one area. Yeah, the Niners are dominant on defense. They're playing to the run game right now. There's no question. I'm not going to argue that. But we've talked about on your show here, guys, how many times have we said Garoppolo's shown us when they have to throw the football, he can do it and he can win.
No doubt.
So they've shown us that they could win anyway. But I wouldn't go crazy with, well, yeah, because teams run the ball, they win. Yeah, they get up, they have a lead in the first half, and they run to win the second half. I think it's a little bit different than people are saying.
Adam, there's a scenario to where the Niners could be the 5th seed and go play the NFC East winner, Philly or Dallas. We had the great Bill Polian on yesterday, and he talked about there at one juncture in his career, he tried to take it to the owners. They voted it down because they felt like that division winner should get that gate and sell the tickets for that home game. Where are you at if the Niners or any team has to, you know, has 10 wins and has to go on the road wild card weekend because the other team won the division?
Yeah, who am I to argue with my friend Bill Polian? Bill and I worked at ESPN together for 4.5 years, and I totally agree, because think about it. Right now, the seedings are the Saints, the Seahawks, the Packers, the Cowboys, whoever wins the NFC East, as I've dubbed it, the NFC Least, the Niners at number 5 and the Vikings at 6 if they win the division. Obviously, the Niners are one of the top 3 teams in the NFC, one of the top 5 teams in the National Football League. I would rather reseed them, but that's just not the way it's going to happen. And it's kind of like NBA owners have to ask themselves, are you going to give any value for winning a division? I mean, it's the same thing. I look at the NBA right now. I'm a big NBA guy. You have to make a decision. Are you going to don't have divisions then? We should just throw out divisions if you're not going to reward someone winning a division. Now, what I would tell you is then just get rid of the wild cards. Because one way or the other, it's not going to work if you don't reward division winners, because what are you really playing for?
Yeah, no doubt about it, Adam. You're right on the money there. And NBA, we could talk. We're going to have you on during the NBA season.
Oh, I'm a diehard Sixer fan.
Oh, man, I think they got to go Premier League type of style with the points and everything. But that's for another day, Adam. I want to ask you about Lamar Jackson, man, because it was just fascinating to watch him. You know, we watch him from afar for sure. We watched that Monday night game, and we watched him since he was at Louisville. But the way he holds the ball in the pocket and rides that running back, almost think the Niners, it was amazing. But I think a team, when they play him a second time around, they'll be better equipped for that. Because what I noticed is the few third long situations they had in that game against the 49ers, Baltimore is not equipped to do that. And the early downs, they really kill you. But if you get them at 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, I still don't know if Lamar Jackson could step back in that pocket and make throws.
Look, this has been the old age question with guys who run the football a lot. Michael Vick went through the same thing. Donovan McNabb. I could go through the whole list. Steve Young, until he started to learn that you know what, you can't keep running. And Josh Allen, by the way, another guy. He's got to stop running. But it's working. See, Greg Roman, who you guys know when he was the Niners OC, did a great job with Kaepernick. I talked to Greg in training camp about Jackson's maturity and how he's growing. He said, he goes, I've been around a lot of players. He's like, look, I'm telling you, this kid is going to make a big jump this season. He's the first guy in, last one to leave, and he's a total leader. He's got everyone's attention. I was like, wow, this young? He goes, yeah, I'm telling you, this kid's special. And he had this wry smile, and he's walking off the field, and he didn't want to tell me anymore. I'm like, okay, I get it. But the way that Greg designs plays, no one can pick up what they're doing. But I do agree with your point, though. It's probably not going to happen now. It's going to be a lot harder, though. In the playoffs, you're going week to week, and you could prepare for the opponent a little bit more. But no one has a beat on this run game. I don't think it's really going to happen until next season. We did see, though, we saw in the playoffs, though, that it started to work. But what I would tell you is that Roman is giving Jackson way more in the pass game. Not the amount of attempts, but what he's asking him to do. He's giving more, a little bit better throws to make here, and he's doing them so far.
Yeah, Adam, we had, like Bonte said, we had Bill Polian on yesterday, and we asked him a lot about Lamar Jackson and what he thought about his prospects for the future, and he said, give me a year because I need to see defenses, what they do this offseason to combat a quarterback like him. And that's kind of the way we talked about Kaepernick and RG3 back in the day.
Totally fair. It's absolutely fair game. I've covered this business now 20 years, and I've always said this. You judge a quarterback by the way he throws and not by the way he runs. Long term, I'm still trying to find that one quarterback who didn't have his career ended short due to injury that was a big-time runner. It's unfortunate. Cam Newton's going through it. I worry about Josh Allen, the Bills quarterback, who's running way too much. Bills told me that. Their hope was that he wouldn't run as much. But, you know, it is what it is. At some point, you're going to have to pay for it. But you know what? I love football, and I'm glad that they're doing well.
Well, let me throw some names at you real quick. What about Randall Cunningham?
Randall tore his ACL in 1991 with Bryce Pop. he was in the pocket there. But you know what? Randall's career was very odd. When I worked with Brian Billick at Fox, Billick told me, you know, when he got him, Randall was healthy. He couldn't speak to the degree the way that he was coached in Philly. Where he's mismanaged, by the way. The late Buddy Ryan, I don't want to say anything too critical about Buddy. He's not here to defend himself, but Buddy didn't really know offense, and they didn't really coach him very well in Philly. But Brian, he saw it, and he said, you know what? He's great. He's recovered well, and Randall revived his career. And, you know, they should have gotten the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, Gary Anderson missed that field goal. But Randall never became the player he should have been. We could go through every Russian quarterback. Now, they're scramblers like Fran Tarkenton.
That's the guy I was going to bring up next.
I'm old enough to remember Fran. Yeah, but he was a scrambler. Yeah. He was really not a runner.
True.
Guys that run, they're just treated as running backs. And I worry about Lamar Jackson long term. But you know what? I'm like everyone else. I'm sitting here and I'm loving this. I love when defensive coordinators have no idea what to do. How about what Eric Weddle said 2 weeks ago? Did you see what Eric Weddle said?
That he wasn't even going to help his former team with the scouting report?
No. He said they could at the mesh point on the RPOs. He couldn't tell who had the football, the running back or Lamar Jackson. Yeah. That's why they couldn't stop the run. They couldn't tell who had the ball.
Yep.
Yeah. Think about that.
And that's why Ingram gets like 5 yards of pop at him. It seems like every time he gets that dive, it's 7-8 yards. Yeah, no, that's tough, man.
Yeah, and just throwing this out, we had Brian Baldinger on a couple days ago, and we're talking about Lamar Jackson.
Awesome.
And he basically said, you know, he may get hurt. But if they win a Super Bowl this year, I mean, that's all he's got to do right now.
Well, they're not changing. Right. Right. You know? Steiny, they're not changing. They're going right. to do exactly what they do. You can't change. Why would, you know, what now? Now, the second act, as a current NFL head coach, used to be a defensive coordinator, told me, this is the, and I've never forgotten this line. Every time I see this coach, I remind him about this great line. He goes, we defeated the West Coast, East Coast, silver stretch, run and shoot. He went through every gimmick. This one is going to take an offseason.
Really?
It's not, I don't see it getting solved now. I don't see it.
Adam, it's weird because, like, the offense, I guess it wasn't the same as this year, as last year, the Ravens, because I just remember the Chargers beating them late in the regular season.
They
lost
yep,
to them and then beat them in the playoffs, and they adjusted. I don't know how you do. You hit the running back? Do you hit the quarterback? I mean, you really think it's going to take an off season, and teams are going to have a really difficult time to try to halt the Ravens from going to the Super Bowl.
Well, Bonta, here's the thing, and you just said it. They don't know, number one, they don't know who has the football. No one could get a beat. Greg seems to morph his run game, though it's obviously college-based. He's doing just like he did with Kaepernick, pistol, right. Everything. But he's morphed into something else because he can't do what he did before. He needs to change it. And he changes the angles the way that he's handing the ball off. You mentioned earlier how he's having Lamar lead the blocker right in the guy's back. I mean, who does this? You can't prepare for that. Like, you think you know one thing, and he does another thing. This is fascinating. And you're talking, by the way, I don't blame Robert Saleh at all. They could have won that game. We all know this game last week was anyone's game. It went down to the wire. It was a marvelous game because of the rain. What can you do? I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. They did the best that they could. This was anyone's game. It went down the wire.
Adam, before we let you go, I got to hit you with this. I love your takes on football, and then you throw in, you like hoop. I might need
big
to get
time.
Your personal
yeah,
number,
time.
But us and the guys here had an interesting conversation in the green room about refereeing and how bad it is in the NFL, but it spilled over to the NBA. We won't talk about the ratings getting down, but I got it while I have you on the phone. Sure. Ask you what you think about the Harden missed dunk call. And should those 8 minutes – I like Harden. I'm not a Rocket fan. I just appreciate him. Everybody hates him. But do you got to replay those 8 minutes in San Antonio? Yeah, how did you miss that?
By the way, so I'm a diehard Sixer fan. I've watched every minute of every game they've played this season. Actually, I flew to the 0-1 finals on my own dime. That's how crazy I am for the Sixers.
You got a game.
But please explain to me. You know, I know that, and I do kind of like, to a degree, that they have instant replay now, which coaches could challenge. But why the hell does it take so long? This is, if you thought the NFL takes too long, I don't understand.
I just
don't understand. I mean, yeah. It's just bad. It's going to make the games too long. One of the beautiful things with the NBA games is they're much shorter than the NFL. They take about 220.
Yep.
Now they're going to take 240 if you keep doing this.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Adam, great stuff. Thanks for sticking with us a little longer than normal, man. Appreciate
Anytime,
it.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, All right, Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game, NFL Insider. He was brought to you by California Bank of Commerce, the premier business bank.
Real quick,
yeah?
About the best tight end in football, and I'm just throwing this out here. I want to say it's Kittle because I'm here and we watch all the games, but would you take Kittle over Kelce? Kelce's a bad dude, too.
It's tough.
Okay.
It's tough. I think Kelce's more advanced when it comes to catching the football
yards
after the catch. Even though Kittle's
too.
A beast in the passing game,
but
there's no doubt
Mahomes
about it.
But imagine Mahomes throwing him the ball on those routes.
But the difference is Kittle in the run game.
Godly.
He springs big runs, man. So I'm not mad if you want Kelce. Okay. I'm not mad at that. But I prefer to have George Kittle because I think he's a more complete tight end.
Kittle like a Niner.
By the way,
that may take
before
off.
We had Adam on, we were talking about the 49ers season that no matter what happens, in my mind, this has been a successful year. And no matter what happens from this point on, and we had a lot of people agree with me, some disagree. I didn't even mention another reason that it's a successful year.
Uh-oh.
Hugely successful. You ready? And I'm reading a text now from my guy Sal Castaneda at KTVU.
Look at you flexing. Yeah. What's up, Sal?
I had lunch with him one time.
49ers TV ratings are huge in the Bay Area. 60% of all televisions in the Bay Area were tuned in to the Ravens 49ers game. 60% of all TVs were watching the 49ers against the Ravens. Wow. The 49ers had a 16.2 share, 16.2 rating and a 60 share.
Wow.
Wow.
You know the Raiders
Niner game.
1.5.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And that had playoff division implications.
Chiefs. Raiders.
So let's do this. Big pit, you know me. Whose town is it?
Uh-oh.
Well, it's not kind of unfair because the Warriors.
But who's got the best future, do you think?
Ooh, man.
Which bang, Niner gang got the best or the brightest future?
Wow.
We could rank those.
Whoa. I'm leaning towards Steph and
Clay
coming back in this number one pick you're about to
top
have.
Top of my head, it'd be Niners, Warriors. Niners 1, Warriors 2.
I'm listening.
A's 3.
Yep.
I go Raiders 4, even though they're going to Vegas, but I love their rookie class, and I like what they got going on there with Mike Mayock and Gruden. Sharks maybe 5?
I was going to put Giants, Sharks above, right?
The San Francisco Giants maybe 6 on the list.
Wow.
Man.
And you let a guy go that had 20 home runs and could play a damn good center field that was entertaining. And what did you guys say? Oh, he won you 2 more games, maybe. But
yeah, I mean, you were going crazy.
What do you go to the park there next year for now that a guy that was good at his job is gone? See, that's what I don't get.
You weren't going to the park for Kevin Pillar. Nobody was going to the park to go see Kevin Pillar play center field. There's nobody.
I have nothing to back me up on that.
You know that, Guru. We weren't even going to the park to see Bumgarner pitch.
Yeah. What was the at-bat you loved most from Pillar last year?
Just pretty much all of them. Just his approach.
His approach.
Look, he was a very good Giant. I almost went great there. Let me back up. Yeah. Very good Giant, played really hard, gave him some life, made great plays in center field. No problem with Kevin Pillar, but you think he's going to replicate that season?
I mean, you're looking at
not
that prism.
No, well, he's not yeah, exactly.
You know, you're going Niners, huh? You going Niners? We don't know what Jimmy
Who's
is.
Got a brighter future, the Niners or the Warriors? Ooh. It's interesting, but I'd say the 49ers.
See, I'm going to still say there's 4
we can throw
to 5
that out
years
there.
Left with Steph and Clay and Dre.
How many?
I'm going with Brett Favre, 4.
Oh, you're going Brett Favre?
Yeah.
What?
So, yeah, 4.
I don't even know what number 5
is. And this new pick they're about to get. So just think of them next year.
This is the wrong draft. The Warriors are picking in the top 5, though.
You got what you need, Wiseman.
It's guard heavy.
Wiseman.
It's guard heavy.
Wow,
LaMelo Ball.
Or you could trade it to get somebody that's already proven.
That's not a bad idea.
That's when this gets Halle Berry sexy.
Let me throw that one out there. 888-957-9570. Rank the futures of the Bay Area pro teams. Because
Somebody's going to steal this.
The fun one is the Niners versus the Warriors in terms of their future. I think it's the Niners that they have a brighter future
and then
than the
yet
Warriors.
To win but you said future.
I
so
said future.
Right. Yeah.
And then the A's. And then the...
Did you go Sharks before the Giants?
I'm going Sharks.
Yeah,
Sharks
I would absolutely put
year.
Sharks.
They're going to make the playoffs.
I'd put Sharks.
Raiders need a quarterback. That's the Raiders right on the table. They need a quarterback.
They get Jonathan Abram.
Oh, read the internet.
But they get
it's
Jonathan
over.
Abram back. They got Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, but who's
they
throw
got
the
Max
ball?
Crosby.
They got a guy that is not comfortable throwing the ball downfield.
Maybe Nick Foles.
I
don't know.
You've been talking to.
I don't know. It could be wow. Jacksonville starting Minshew.
Come on. We've defended Carr. What? I've been in his camp. I'm done.
Where did that come from?
The Kansas City game and the Jet debacle. He's uncomfortable throwing the
real
ball
quick,
downfield.
Steiny, let me break this to you here. Some baseball news. Jeff Passan of ESPN, former Giant. Remember Zach Wheeler?
You need the
Carlos
founder?
But Carlos the Carlos Beltran trade. Remember that? They traded Zach Wheeler to the Mets. He just signed a 5-year deal with the Philadelphia Phillies for $100 million.
Wow.
Zach Wheeler.
You can't blame Gabe.
They're also apparently sniffing around Steven Strasburg. The Phillies.
Oh.
Why do you just win and leave? Like, why would he want to, just any player that wins,
I assume
and
he's
then
a free
you
agent.
Just throw the deuces.
All about the Benjamin.
That's crazy.
Guru.
Like Garrett Cole, you had your heart broken. Stay and fix it.
No. Come on, Goo.
It's all about money, I guess, huh?
There you go. There you said it. You buried the
lead. That's not the world I want to be. I want back in the 70s, where the teachers were getting paid, the principals could take care. They were we
principals
did right.
Could knock people around like that.
Yeah, you want that?
Like,
come on,
hit
with rulers.
No,
strangers hit kids with rulers.
Stranger.
Rulers. Remember, I told you guys about the paddle. I used to have the paddle when I was growing up.
Wow.
I'll tell you what the paddle is.
Yeah.
Right after the break, if you don't know.
What?
Yeah, no, seriously, we got a paddle in our school. Hey, by the way, it's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Porsche, Walnut Creek, a Michael Stead dealership. And here's what's coming up on the game, sponsored by Canon Megatank Printers. And what we're going to do is we're going to, who's got the brightest future in the Bay? Who has got the brightest future in the Bay of all the professional teams? That's brought to you by Canon Megatank Printers. Emily.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh. Yeah, so there's a younger generation out there. And, oh, by the way, we love millennials.
I am one.
Boomers. We love Gen Xers.
I love the young people.
What's the next one? Gen Z coming? Love Gen Z. Anyway, yes, I was telling them when I was in grade school, 7th or 8th grade, we if you misbehaved as a student, you would get paddled with a wooden paddle that resembled an oar that you would row a boat with. In fact, at one of my grade schools, you made the paddle for the teacher with holes in it so you could swing it harder.
Wow, man.
Jesus. Corporal punishment.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
Wow. You got paddled. I mean, I never got paddled.
Well, the kids today need it, but.
Some of these kids need it for sure.
They got 800 hotline. You can't even give them spankings.
Pretty sub-participation trophy era.
We are talking about futures of Bay Area teams, and we got onto this because we're taking a step back and looking at the 49ers season and just how, frankly, wonderful it's been this year. This is a team that's 10-2 right now. It's a team that a lot of people felt maybe would be a 500 team. Maybe if things dropped right, they would be sniffing some postseason action. So we're just kind of taking a step back and saying, wow, what a great year this has been for the San Francisco 49ers. And what makes it, to me, doubly good is I think this team's got staying power. They're young. I think they're getting better. I know in football you can go worst to first and first to worst, but I think the future's bright. I guess the question is it brighter than the Warriors' future?
And my thing real quick, Steiny, is are you saying it's imminent that you see a championship or Super Bowl appearance by this team in the next 2 to 3 years? And it could happen this year.
I absolutely see a Super Bowl appearance by the 49ers before another finals appearance for the
Warriors.
That's
where I was going. Yeah. It seems like you forgot the last time the band was back together, they were in the NBA finals.
And keep in mind, this has the last 5 years, they don't matter for this.
Okay, gotcha.
Because obviously what the Warriors did is historic. Yeah, I'm just saying, if you're asking me who's going to get to the big dance quickly or more quickly, I would say the Niners.
Well, right now, because they still got a chance to do it. When the Warriors,
But I would even say that if the 49ers, let's say, only made it to the NFC Championship game this year.
And just real quick,
yeah,
I know I'm not a millennial, but go ahead, Bonte.
You got to explain that.
I said I'm a millennial playing, and people took it to heart. My hair is, though. But go ahead, Bonte. Yeah, my hair 28.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
oh,
you know. Lord.
But, you know, so Guru said he was a millennial.
How did it take
and the
so
text
serious?
Line,
yeah.
Basically.
Like I'm hurt. Oh, I didn't
they
know.
They came at you like Bonte.
All you millennials.
Yesterday.
Yeah, about saying that the Niners dominated the game.
They didn't say that.
Dude, Guru, you had a vein popping out. Dude, that thing was huge.
Go ahead. Don't forget that.
It's like, man, he's got veins in his neck, dude. I'm different. Over there. I don't even know. I lost
future.
My train of thought.
If we go to
the
Paul.
Future. Yeah, the future. The future. Yeah, go to Paul, man. Go to Paul for a second.
Paul.
I need to regroup.
Paul's in Dublin. What's going on, Paul? How you doing, man? Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Love the show so far. Guru, I don't know, man. Stuff you're saying, now you're a millennial. Got to take you there. But I'm going to have to side with Steiny on this one. I think it's Niners 1, Warriors 2, 3, I'd probably say the A's, and from there it's kind of like a drop-off, Raiders are moving, but I'd say Niners 1, just what Steiny said, you know, it comes out to the youth, and then being cheap, especially on the defensive side, they don't have like any key guys, even on offense besides Jimmy G that are expensive, and you look at the Warriors, their main guys are kind of expensive, and anyone that they want to bring in is going to have to be an impact guy, and you're going to have to pay for those pieces. So I think it's the Niners. There's generally a 4-year window for teams that are on the come up, and I think this is their window right now. Seattle's young too, but I think it's the Niners. We're going to go with Steiny there, and Guru, love you, man, but you're not in the letting you.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. He'll take your answer off the air,
but
though,
if I feel
about
like
you
a
not being a millennial.
Yeah, that's all that matters. It's what you feel.
Hey, if you're 48, you feel like you're 28, there's nothing wrong
and
with that.
And if it's raining and you wear shorts, because, Steiny, I got to commend you. You look like a ball coach today. You got your shorts on with your Canada basketball shirt, which I assume you ordered online when you ordered this shirt. You look swag.
What do you think about Steiny, like, tucking it into shorts? What's the protocol
what I want to talk
of
to you
tucking
it
into T-shirt?
Because you look like an off-duty dentist when you tuck it in.
Wait a minute. Do I look like a coach or an off-duty dentist?
You look like, there you go. When it's out,
yeah, you
got
to tuck
like
that thing.
Guys, this is where also I could go with the French tuck.
No, don't do the French tuck with that.
You can't do
that
with T-shirt.
Yeah, can't do it. It is now.
That was off-duty Dennis tuck.
Yeah. I'm 40.
Off-duty Dennis. That's how they dress.
Which makes me look less fat.
Well, you're not, but you look good right there. Yeah. Swag down, I'm down, I'm I can't get like my boy. I'm I got stuff
swagalicious.
I'm down another belt loop in the wrong direction.
You need to talk to our
I cannot get it together. I cannot get it together in terms of my eating habits and exercise.
Oh, man.
I just can't.
How do you feel about Taco Bell?
Because that's a start.
Yeah, he eats his little breakfast sandwich.
Sometimes I'll have
a
breakfast
sandwich. But that's nothing.
Right. But like today. Like you see,
I didn't
eat anything because my breakfast sandwiches are sold out.
No, there was no breakfast. I had to eat the egg sandwich today. And the egg sandwich last time,
Yeah. You didn't get it here, though.
I did get it here.
Yeah, he was on air. Right. It was mix and match day, and he let one go in the studio.
No, farted. You didn't have an egg sandwich today.
Yeah, I did. When you left the kitchen, I bought one.
No, there were no egg sandwiches in there.
Yes, there were. Yeah, there was an egg sandwich. Took off the ends of the bread and
crushed egg salad. Oh, yeah.
The egg salad. Yeah.
I mean, like
I need something. I love eggs, man.
Yeah, I do too.
Next time a foul odor occurs, remember you came out, hey, Guru, did you? I was like, I was offended. We'll know who it is.
Wait, what?
Eating that egg stuff, you farted on air in the studio. God. He did it with Larry and Kolsky.
It was bad. It was a rough weekend because it was one of those weekends where I couldn't control myself. It was nachos, there was wings, there was this, there was pizza, there was everything. Ranch dressing, it was rough. Yeah. Came out at the wrong time.
I do think that the 49ers, I mean, if you talk about getting to the Super Bowl or getting to the NBA Finals again, I just think I would have to bet on the Niners
to get to the Super Bowl.
No, I don't think it is it?
Well, they're not.
You're saying football. Because they're playing in a season now where they could do it. Yeah. All right, well, let's forget this season.
Okay.
Let's just forget this season and say, starting at the end of this year, who's got the better chance to, let's say, just get to the championship game, either the Super Bowl, the World Series, the NBA Finals, or the Stanley Cup Finals.
Niners are going to have that first place schedule.
I mean, who are you taking? 888-957-9570.
I'm taking Warriors.
Are you really?
Yeah. I think Steph and
I'm taking Niners.
With this hard schedule?
I think it's good.
Well, looking at the NBA, because you have the Lakers, the Clippers. If you take the league in the NBA, there's like four or five title contenders, right? The NFL, you can say the same thing. But on any given Sunday, you can lose, and every game matters, right? And you need to get injuries. So I think it's easier for the Warriors to go back to the finals, even though I think the Niners have the brighter future. I still think the Warriors have the best chance of getting to the championship round sooner than the Niners. Kind of hedging my bet there, but.
No, yeah. I mean, it's the reason it's compelling is because it could happen. Both could happen.
And I'm thinking, you're going to laugh, Pascal, next season. This new draft pick, whoever it may be,
Smiley-geach.
Or already approved. I hadn't seen it from him.
Yeah, I was trying to bait you.
I'm telling you, Curry and Clay are mad. They are mad that nobody thought it would be this bad. And you know who else is mad? Kerr. I'm telling
Kerr
you.
Kerr said he's as happy as he's ever been.
Well, what are you? You tell.
By the way, you mentioned the magic word.
We can. Yeah, started last night.
I guess we teased that. So anyway, who wants to go ahead? So I get it. You know, we keep a text thread among us, the show, the producer, Pappas, the board op, the three of us. We try to exclude the boss.
Yeah.
But anyway,
bye.
They send Guru tweets out a photo of Draymond Green's ceremony, and Clay was in it.
All of them were in it.
And Guru, tell us. The caption under the Clay.
All right, let me back up.
Okay.
Clay also was a sideline reporter for NBC Bay Area about a week or so ago.
Right.
And had a suit, watch Game on Point, looked great. Curls was in because my wife likes his hair. So I'm like, look at Clay.
She likes muscles too,
right? So I saw this picture yesterday. It was Zaza, Draymond, Raymond Ritter, and I'm missing another player. And Clay on the
D-Lo?
Far right, D-Lo.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
And, okay. You know, Clay's letting his hair grow.
Yeah.
But to myself, you know me, mister, yeah. And I need to get in the gym. I said, uh-oh.
What?
I said, number 11 looked like he putting on a few. So I put that when I put the picture to you guys. Nobody responded. And then
I didn't
we get a couple
it.
Text messages saying it wasn't just me. That Clay, they didn't know that happened. That Clay looked like he was putting on something. And then you think about it, how can you not if you're not balling or can run?
And
but
you gotta,
that picture could be wrong. But that picture
got the girlfriend now. Yeah, he's traveling. He's eating good. He's got Rocco.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got a lot of money in a bank. How can you not gain a couple pounds? It's okay.
What did you think of it? Nobody responded. It wasn't like he was on the text thread.
I thought, you know, he looked a little bulkier than normal.
I bet he was
you know what I thought? I said, who am I to talk?
How can you
forget
you
that part?
Saying?
It's your job.
But how the hell do you even stay in shape?
That's
with the torn ACL.
But see,
how do you even stay in
when
shape?
When you have a metabolism of an NBA player, I'm just thinking it's automatic.
Why only going to be about a year of not having the metabolism of an NBA
him, but
player?
But that picture looked like.
Would you go to the press conference and be like, hey, Clay, what's your weight at?
He'll probably be like, go out and put on a few. I'll drop them, though. And we could be wrong. Could just be the picture.
Camera adding 10 pounds, which it does, by the
way. It does.
I saw myself.
My mama had to say, hey, Bonte, chipmunk over there.
You look good with Snoop and
thank you, sir.
Taco Bell. So damn good.
I'm telling you, hey, the new Taco Bell by my house is about to open up in like a month.
Look how
it's dangerous.
Is that the one that's going to sell liquor, too?
No,
you know, Taco Bell's going to start selling alcohol.
Somewhere
in San Francisco, I want to say.
All the things
Gary?
We got going wrong
no.
in this world, you want to put liquor.
I thought you were going to say, with all the things going wrong in this world, it's about time they do something right.
That's like going to a Pizza Hut and yogurt places. You know how they split them in half?
Right.
It's got to be one. You can't be at two places.
You mean like,
one.
Like sometimes you'll see hamburgers and donuts.
Come on.
It doesn't make sense.
Jesus in Pleasanton, what's going on, Jesus? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Just calling in. I wanted to chime in on my prediction.
Sure.
The Niners are doing well, but honestly, I don't see them being the first ones to get a title back in the Bay. I think, honestly, it's going to be the A's. And the way I'm going about it is because football comes down to a one-game elimination. You could be the best team, face the worst team that barely makes the playoffs. Like, I'm a Cowboy fan to the heart. So if the Niners go down to Dallas and the Cowboys were to beat them, that would be the best thing that I can ask for, right? But the main thing is, you know, baseball is a 7-game elimination at the worst.
Right.
You got to win 4 of them. You know, anything can happen on your worst day. But on football, you lose that one worst day, you're out of it.
Mm.
It makes no difference. And also, you know, while I'm on the air, I wanted to chime in because a lot of people are hating the fact that the Niners will potentially have to go to the Cowboys to play them. But that's simply because you're second in your division. Yes, you know, you have the title of a home field thing here on top of your division. But, hey, if you don't want to face someone else in someone else's house, then beat everyone on your division.
No, I got you, Jesus. Thanks a lot. It's easy to say when you're leading the division.
But what did we talk about?
5-6 or 6-7 like the Cowboys.
But what did we talk about yesterday? I mean, they didn't set out to do it that way. Oh, the NBA regular season means nothing. I'm starting to come around, Bonte, on damn. Nobody had it going 6-6, but there is some prestige in winning and handling your business
right.
in the division.
No doubt.
And that's, so I'm almost
and,
like,
and every
I'm
year's
torn.
Different. This is it's an anomaly, right? Everybody's freaking out
There's
over
no
this.
Doubt.
How many times do you see teams?
Dallas may know, end up 10-6 if they.
They may. They may. We'll see if they can win tomorrow.
Yeah. And as usual, the text line just coming through. I mean, in a way that's. I just like
so
it's
you
Joe
it, right?
Montana. The text line's Joe Montana. There's a Taco Bell in Pacifica.
I'm Joe Montana.
They call them Taco Bell Cantinas, and they have they serve alcohol. And apparently, there's one in Vegas that is, as the kids say, lit.
And the one in Pacifica.
Why not?
The famous one in Pacifica.
Why not?
If go to a restaurant, order or something, and then
they're going to the Taco Bell Cantina. They want to have a beer with it.
There's nothing wrong with Taco Bell as a fast food. I mean,
no,
it's not the worst.
It's in my top five.
Yeah, it's top. This is number one.
Look,
this is number one.
I'm trying to think of the last time I had fast food.
It's not good. Dude, I'm not going to lie.
See,
I've cleansed myself.
That's a humble brag.
Well, I mean,
Yeah, Steiny's eating steak and lobsters.
Yesterday, I mean,
I woke up in some fries, not too
pork loin. Yeah. I mean, what's the difference?
I'm going to have some drinks. You ever get some
Taco Bell? So damn good.
You wake up and it's right
now,
there.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how I was like, about to. I do not like that kind of sophomore humor.
I love that word.
Come on now. What? Sophomore?
Yeah. I mean, Taco Bell does make it. When it runs through that system, boy, it runs through
so that's
fast.
What I'm thinking about. Who's going to enjoy eating after you got the bubble gut? Drink it, I mean.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't go down. Let's go get some
all right, go ahead, Stone.
Bobby. Bobby's in Los Altos. What's up? What's going on, Bobby? How are you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Sure.
I have a question for you guys regarding football. I noticed this a couple times last week, and I didn't know if this is considered legal. There was a play that Brady, basically, when he leaves the pocket and runs, he had an open field, but he ran right at a player and did his slide with his little spike up. He could have just slid anywhere, but he tried to slide right into the player, and the defensive player had to sort of jump and, almost like hurdle Brady. And then I saw Russell Wilson do the same thing on Monday night against a Viking. I'm just wondering, are there any rules against that? Are you allowed to literally just slide into a player? Or should you try to avoid them when you're sliding?
Bonte? Interesting question, Bobby. I mean, yeah, you slide. Once a quarterback, Bobby, slides, it doesn't matter where he slides, whether
that's
a player
is
in his vicinity. Once he gives up on the play and starts sliding, then, yes, you cannot touch the quarterback. If you hit him, then it's a 15-yard penalty. But we've seen some bang-bang plays, Bobby, to where a guy does slide at the last second, and it's tough for a defender to hold up. And at times, referees will give that defender the benefit of the doubt. But for the most part, a quarterback can slide wherever he wants, whenever he wants, and you got to respect that.
Yeah, but it seems like they're sliding right at the player. I mean, they don't even try to go, next to them.
Well, they're sliding at the player because they're trying to bait him to get a penalty. They're trying to bait him to get that 15 yards. Quarterbacks know, okay, this quarterback touched me. 65% of the time, it's going to be a flag.
I don't know. I just remember when, of course, I'm not a big fan of Brady or Russell Wilson, but I remember when Brady did that against, I think it was Ed Reed and the Ravens, and he spiked up, and it just seems like they should be called for a penalty. Anyway, thanks for answering my question.
Hey, Bobby, you originally from the East Coast?
I grew up in the D.C. area.
Yeah. In other words, yes. Yeah. Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate the call.
Why'd you ask? Because of the accent?
Yeah, I could tell.
I like Bobby.
He's got a good voice.
Very cool, calm, collected.
Yeah, he's got a good voice. By the way, we brought up the James Harden thing. If you didn't hear about it or know what happened, James Harden goes up for a dunk, breakaway dunk, with 7:50 left in a game last night against the San Antonio Spurs. And kind of weird. You almost have to see it. He dunks it, and the ball goes through the net.
Okay.
Not all the way, but it wraps around. The ball ends up on top of the rim and trickles off. And they said it was – they didn't give him 2 points, but they should have. The dunk would have made it a 15-point game. They ended up losing the game in double overtime, and now the Rockets are protesting. What do you do in that situation?
Honestly, I think they're going to play the last set because this was so egregious. They're going to play the last 7 minutes and 40 seconds over.
That would be an absolute
joke. If you watched the game or knew what happened, that gave San Antonio life when it would have been like, oh, we're down 70. It was like, oh, he missed
it. Still
and
down.
Then we go.
You know, they were down 8. They were down 8 with 1:14 left.
What about Lonnie Walker? What about Lonnie Walker?
Oh, he played his ass off.
But he gets no numbers?
No, what about the refs?
No.
How do you miss that dunk?
So okay. Lonnie Walker doesn't get credited for like 19 points in the fourth quarter?
Now, that's above my pay grade. That's interesting.
What do you do with the stats?
You wipe
the best
him
game
out.
Of that
it
kid's career.
That is a great
you wipe
point.
Him out. Something's going to happen because they are so – the NBA ratings down. What? How the hell do you miss that dunk?
What other – organizations would even go through this process.
A team that lost in double overtime when they felt like...
No, it's the Rockets, and they're ruining the game of basketball. It wasn't the Warriors that ruined it. It was the Houston Rockets. They tried to trick the system. No mid-range jumpers. Man. And you got guys like Russell Westbrook shooting 7 for 30.
What was he doing?
Harden 11 for 38. And they're complaining about... They weren't complaining about the dunk 2 minutes later. They were up double digits. How about you protect the lead and play some defense?
Well, give me this then. Are you shocked that an NBA official missed that 2 points?
They actually had
that's
sent
embarrassing
a pool reporter,
for the whole fraternity.
Well, there are some women.
Yeah, the whole men and women, all refs. I don't do gender. I do all refs.
No, fraternity is male. sorority is female.
Well, help me out.
But I'm sure, you know what, I'm sure you didn't
Monte,
use it correctly.
Me. Yeah, I help you there, too.
You take it too literal.
I'm being a
right
tool
there,
yeah. stickler, like I can be. Mike's in Michigan. Let's talk about bright futures. What's going on, Mike? By the way, you see my tweet about Michigan? Like, I root for Michigan basketball because of Juwan Howard.
I think you
I
have
root
me
against
on mute.
Michigan football because of Harbaugh.
Yeah, I think
like
you
Juwan
have me
Howard.
On mute. I don't see yours. I got to go look.
Huh. Yeah. Wow. Mike, how you doing, man?
Good, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I got the 49ers based on the fact that they stocked up some young talent with some favorable contracts. Jimmy G's contract's only getting lower as they go, and you got Nick Bosa locked up for a few years. You can get out of the Dee Ford contract after a couple years if it proves that he's only a third down specialist. So I got the 49ers on that front. And then one other thing, the guy that said the A's, because of the one-game playoff with the 49ers, the A's have proven they can't win a one-game play-in wild card, so they don't have to worry about the seven-game series. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, Jimmy G's going to make about 26 next year, $26 million in base salary. So his number goes up, even though it's still, I believe, a quarterback-friendly type of deal, considering how much quarterbacks get paid these days.
And he could be a Super Bowl-winning quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah, he could.
That's still
could.
Out there.
More important news, the 408. They have a cantina, Taco Bell, in San Jose as well.
Yeah.
We never
I
forget.
I would want to go. Now,
why?
If I ended up there.
Because it's San Jose?
No, because it's mismatched.
Why would you say
why
that?
I want to drink
and
something.
Great listeners in San Jose.
I love San Jose.
Love
you said
San Jose.
You wouldn't
Santana
go there.
Row. Man, tell me about it.
You
Campbell
just said
ain't
you
bad.
Go
I don't like Taco Bell and alcohol. Oh, that's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you never went out at night and then it's like, yo, let's go by the Taco Bell and your little slizzard?
I was day drinking.
And let me be honest, it's 408. Or the 510, somebody, says, Guru is right. Fraternity can be used for male and female. I don't even need to check that. I believe it. And, yes, I me doing that, I use the phrase, I'm
right.
a tool stickler.
I should have used sorority, though.
No, that's your answer.
Because
most of the officials are male. No, you used it right. Hmm. I was being a tool stickler. It's going to be my new...
Tool stickler?
Yeah, you know, like...
Tool stickler Steiny?
Yeah, you know, like your... I can be a tool.
We
got
to get you to your like Bonte's
Hill.
What
I'm on cloud nine right now.
You know what?
That could be a segment.
Cloud nine.
You know what?
No smoke. Yeah.
This bothers me though because you know the segment I want that you guys have never gotten around to.
Oh,
still.
the pop quiz,
something,
trivia,
some kind of
trivia. Well, it didn't go well. You weren't answering.
Yeah.
You know, you're like two for eight.
Nobody wanted to tell.
There's been meetings.
James Hart down here, man.
We're figuring it out now. It'll be debut here shortly.
I mean. I could make up my own game for myself, kind of like you gave yourself. Oh, no, you didn't give yourself a nickname.
Yeah, it was another producer. Not here.
Who are you?
All right, hey, I got an idea. Since we talked about how we believe, for the most part, this has been a successful year, how about this one? What's the new definition of success for the Niners?
Wow.
Like now that we're at 10-2.
Nice.
Oh boy.
What's your new definition
nice.
For
oh boy.
We had a successful year. 888-957-9570. That'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Taco Bell. So damn good.
It's just human nature. What's that guy doing?
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, I'll bite. Who's this?
I'm not in the know.
Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper.
What a beat.
You're really just talking, isn't he?
Beat's tight.
I don't hear
that's
one thing that's
is.
Rhyming.
That
where's the rhyme?
Talking at the beginning. This is just
give
an instrumental.
Give me the rhyme. There's no rhyme, and it's not rap.
This is the instrumental.
This is the instrumental.
Yes.
Exactly. No rhyme.
Well,
I'm just saying.
It's like Radio 101. You're not supposed to use lyrics unless it's to show something.
Oh, okay. By the way, can people hear you in real life now, or just you're just coming into my ear?
They can actually hear
oh,
me
good.
Right now, believe
that's
it or not.
That's James
like
Pappas,
it.
Ladies
wow.
and gentlemen.
James Pappas.
So always direct your complimentary musical
Bear fan
things to
Chicago Bear fan.
To Pappas.
Oh, you're going to set them off. You know what's coming.
We got three of them here at the station.
Go Bears!
Can I say something like I'm on cloud nine?
Yeah.
Recently, apparently there's a good bar in Fairfield called Cloud Nine. By the way, good news for Warrior fans. D'Angelo Russell and Draymond Green back in the lineup. They are back in the lineup tonight for the Warriors as they take on the Charlotte Hornets.
Wow.
In Charlotte. You know what? That will make it a lot more watchable.
And Looney's
no
back.
Doubt.
Looney's
no
back.
Doubt.
Yeah.
Looney.
You predicting a win? Last time you said it, they beat.
You know what? They owe the Hornets payback. Yeah,
they should win one out of the next two.
I don't like this one because the Hornets were down 20
like the Bulls
to Phoenix.
Game.
Came back, took the lead by 7. Don't ask me how I know this. And then blew the game at home. And I think the Warriors are the next game. I don't know.
The Warriors are going to lose Friday at Chicago because they just beat Chicago here, and that didn't sit well with Chicago. But
didn't
I do
sit
think
well
the
Jim Boylan.
I think the
Zach
Warriors
LaVine went up and beat the Kings.
I think the Warriors are going to win today.
You think so?
Yeah,
they beat the Hornets. Hornets.
Look, they lost to the Hornets. Previously.
Terry Rozier gave him all that money.
Why would you do that, Michael?
Like Terry Rozier is like a poor man's Reggie Jackson. If that's
a great call.
And that guy's got
and Kyrie was the problem in Boston. Yeah, right. Too many me guys.
By the way, the NBA has dropped 2 nationally televised Warriors games from ESPN.
What?
December 13th versus Utah. That game has been, I guess they call it, flexed out. and the Portland game, December 18th, has been flexed out.
Wait a minute. They flexed Melo and Dame, Dalla, and CJ gets those Warriors?
Dude, they're playing no defense, the Blazers.
Well,
and what about
why.
Your guys?
How about your guy? How about your guy last night?
It was bouncy. Melo
2 for 9.
Yeah, but he hit his first 2.
Here we go.
Player of the week against the Bulls twice and OKC, and here come the Clippers. And
let me just tell you this: he wasn't the reason they lost to the Clippers. They need Nurkic back bad.
Well,
man.
They're not going to get him back, I don't think, for
and
a while.
And real quick, last thing, you guys, both of you want to bend the knee on your Jazz going to the finals or a deep playoff run. Dude, something's wrong.
They always start slow.
Nah, they're
they always start slow. All right. They'll be fine. In the second round of the playoffs at least.
They're fine.
Nothing to see here.
I do think
go ahead.
Mike Conley might be
young.
A little washed.
No doubt.
And how old is he?
I'm going to say 31.
30.
Yeah, and that's why I worry about our guys.
He entered the draft the same year as Oden and Kevin
his
Durant.
His body's
right?
been hit more
yeah.
than Joe
Britton
Frazier.
Grime. Yeah, that's no joke.
Yeah, so D'Angelo Russell will be in the game
D'Lo.
Tonight.
D'Lo.
It's the over-under on shots taken.
17 over.
Oh. I'm going to go 20 and a half.
Oh, wow. I was.
You know what?
I'm going to remember this
The
tomorrow.
Thing about D'Angelo Russell is he ain't going to ease back into it. He could come right back after 2.5 weeks off and just fire 29 shots.
And that's a skill in itself.
Steiny, you owe Melo an apology. No chance.
Monte and I've been texting
no
back and forth.
No chance. For what?
The Melo.
I'm just happy that Melo's playing, but you could.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.